In the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Now, this whole prayer is one that we can say without really thinking about it. In this phrase, we can certainly do the same thing. But if you do think about this little petition, it really causes a number of questions to pop up in our minds. And the first one is, why does Jesus refer to our sins as debts? Well, Scripture depicts sin in many different ways. It depicts it as law-breaking, as perversion, that is a deviation from what God intended. It depicts sin as falling short, as rebellion, as pollution, something that defiles or makes us dirty, and it depicts it as missing the mark or missing the target. Our sin is all of these things, but in this prayer, Jesus presents our sins as debts, and this is very significant, for here Jesus is getting at the very root of sin. You see, personal family bonds create obligations, things that we owe by virtue of the personal relationship. And when we fail to render our obligations, when we fail to give what we owe in a particular relationship, we harm the relationship and we harm the people who are in it. And this is where Jesus is coming from when he teaches us to think of our sins as debts. As God's children, we owe God complete love and loyalty. And we owe God's other children, or those who were created to be his children, to love them as ourselves. These affirmative obligations are expressed in the two great commandments, to love God with all our heart, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Thus, we have a debt of love to God, and we have a debt of love to our neighbor. And when we fail to give what we owe, we have unpaid debts, which is what Jesus is teaching us to ask forgiveness for. So love is a debt. And when you think about it, love is a debt unlike any other. Love is the only debt that is always good. In Romans 13:8, Paul says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another." Love is a debt that we can pay but never pay off. Love creates obligations forever, and that is true for God as well. Love is a joyous debt, a debt without which we would not be God's image, for God is love, as the Apostle John tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 and 16. Now, God shows us the nature of love when he voluntarily binds himself to us, his creatures. As God's children, we are called to be like God. To truly live is to bear the debt of loving God with all that we are and our neighbor as ourselves. To truly live is to pay these love debts joyously, day by day and moment by moment. Now, one of the implications of the truth that love is a debt is that sin, at base, is an omission. Before it is anything else, sin is a failure to give the love that is owed. And when you think about it, all sins of commission are first sins of omission, failure to give something we owe. Some confessional prayers confess that we have not done what we ought, and we failed to do what we should, and so forth. I think the old Anglican prayer book gets it correctly when it confesses first that we have failed to do that which we ought, and then that we have done that which we ought not to have done, because sin is at base an omission, a failure to give the love which is owed, an unpaid debt. And it is this mindset that Jesus is calling us to have when he teaches us to pray, "Forgive us our debts." When you think about it in your personal relationships, the saddest sins of all are sins of leaving good undone, of leaving love unexpressed and unfelt. That's what he's teaching us. Love is at base a debt, and the problem is when we fail to be current on our payments, when we fail to render love when it is due and owing. The second thing that should pop up in our minds here to give us a question is, why does Jesus link our forgiveness from God to our forgiveness of others. For that's what he does immediately after the Lord's Prayer. He explains that if we do not forgive those who have trespassed against us, neither will the Father forgive our trespasses against him. What is Jesus saying here? Is he saying that forgiving others is some sort of a work by which we earn our own forgiveness? Is he saying that it's some sort of ritual act which we must do to qualify for forgiveness? Is unforgiveness of others the unforgivable sin? If not, is it not covered by the cross of Christ like other sins? And while we're at it, why do we need to ask forgiveness at all if we've already been forgiven in Christ? Aren't all of our sins, past, present, and future, covered in Christ? All of these questions are in play. The answers to these questions are both surprising and profound. Jesus is not talking about forgiving others as a means of earning or qualifying for our own forgiveness. He is talking about being like the Father, into whose family we have been adopted by Christ. The head of our family is one who has gone to great lengths to forgive, even though he himself has never needed forgiveness. Thus, while this is the family of those who have been forgiven, for all of the children in this family save one, Jesus, have been forgiven, it is even more fundamentally the family of those who forgive. For you see, being forgiven makes us children of God, but it does not make us like him. Forgiving does. When we don't forgive others, we are in effect saying that we do not want to be like the Father, which is another way of saying that we do not want to be part of his family. The Lord's Prayer is a family prayer.